Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
We always love our time with Adam Schefter here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Welcome back.
Hello?
You got me? Can you hear me?
I got you. Did you say welcome back, Cotter?
Great show.
Long time.
Yeah, I've been out on Wednesdays, unfortunately, shooting features and whatnot. I want to start with this with you, Adam Schefter. Is the league finally coming around on Jordan Love? Are they finally starting to think that he is an elite quarterback in the league?
There was a lot of conversation on Get Up Monday morning about how he's in the MVP race, and people have elevated him into the top tier of quarterbacks, and what a unique talent he is. I mean, I don't know that they've come around. I think he's got his supporters, and I think he's got people who still question him. But it's hard to argue with what he's doing. He's playing at an elite level right now. They're winning games. He's playing great football. I think every time he does that, he wins over more and more people. I guess you sway some of those doubters and skeptics with every winning performance that you have the way he's had recently.
Adam, this being a copycat league, and I look at the Green Bay Packers and I think Goody's formula is not to have a $35 million receiver, but a bunch of good guys in the range of 10 to maybe 18 million. You think teams are going to try and copy that formula? Because it seems to be working out. Because this is my point, Adam. Detroit loses Amon St. Brown. They're not the same, right? Green Bay loses... Yeah. Romeo Doubs, plug another guy in. You lose Jaden Reed, plug another guy in. I think teams are going to start trying to copy that model.
I don't know that's what he intended. Again, how many of these players, how many of these receivers are still on their rookie contracts? I believe all of them, correct?
All of them, yes.
Yes, all of them, yeah.
So yes, you can go draft a bunch of wide receivers, but eventually, if any of them turn into the types of players that the Packers want them to be, they're going to get paid, and somebody is going to be willing to pay them if they're that good. So maybe Goody's model, I think, is more along the lines of, we need help at the wide receiver position, strength in numbers. We're going to draft a bunch of guys, and hopefully some of them rise up, elevate, and then we have to pay some of them. They're not paying any of them just because they haven't been forced to be in a situation where they have to pay any of them right now. But eventually, if any of them are that good, they're going to have to pay them. Now, again, it's not unlike, say, the 49ers in the 80s. It just comes off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. When they were terrible, and they drafted that one year, if you remember, they drafted, I believe, Ronnie Lott and Eric Wright and Carlton Williamson. They drafted a whole new secondary. So it wasn't like the philosophy then was, okay, we're going to draft a lot of cornerbacks or defensive backs because we don't have to pay them. Eventually, if they're good, you have to pay them. And eventually, if they're good and you don't pay them, they're going to go somewhere else to pay them. Like they invested a first-round draft pick in Matthew Golden last spring, which everybody in Green Bay was happy about, because they needed more help at the position and none of these guys had elevated to where they were an elite receiver. Yeah, they're all good. They all bring their strengths. They paid Christian Watson because they knew the type of player he could be. And frankly, let's be honest, he's coming off a knee injury. So he wonders, okay, you know, hey, listen, they're offering me money right now. I might as well take some of this while I can. Who knows when you're going to be healthy? So they paid him. If Christian Watson never hurt his knee, Would he have developed into a elite? I don't know. I don't know where he would be on the team, but right now he's playing great football. So, and they were out in front of it, and they paid him before they had to. So I don't think what you're saying is exactly right. It's not
the only
like
reason, Adam. The only reason I say this is because they had every opportunity to re-sign Davante Adams, and they didn't. And Davante Adams is still a very good player and probably worth the $22 million. They could have had him again this year and let him go. That's the only reason I'm saying this might be Goody's M.O. To have the $12 to $18 million receiver instead of the $35 million receiver.
The Davante situation was a different situation. For whatever reason, he was looking to get out at that point in time. He had aspirations to play with other quarterbacks. The Raiders came at them hard. And maybe to your point, there absolutely was an element of they didn't feel like at this stage of in his career that they wanted to go spend the big money at wide receiver on him. When they had all these other wide receivers, we'd rather take and draft some of these guys and develop them and start over. So in that sense, you're right, Chewy. But they haven't paid any of them because they really haven't had to pay any of them. So I know what you're saying, and I think there's certainly an element of truth to that, but there's also the flip side to it.
Yeah.
Whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, or welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business with top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and lifelong career support. It's not just a job, it's a career. Learn more at smart18.org and start building your future today. Adam, what does it say about quarterbacking in the league if one team decides, hey, our best chance to potentially make the playoffs is signing a 45-year-old grandfather who hasn't played in 5 years, who, by the way, could potentially put his Hall of Fame clock on hold because his case was about to be debated in a couple of weeks here?
It wouldn't be putting his Hall of Fame clock on hold. It would be restarting it.
Restarting it, yes.
Years.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
If he signs to their active roster, right now he's in their practice squad. So if on Saturday, which will be one of the big questions this weekend, if they sign him to the active roster on Saturday, then his Hall of Fame, he would not be eligible until the year 2031 again. He'd have to wait 5 more years. He's 44. He's got 10 children. He's got 1 grandchildren. His oldest child is older than Tyler Warren. We can come up with any number, but the bottom line is, let's call it what it is. The Colts were completely desperate, and Philip Rivers loves football. And when you got a team that loves, or you got a player that loves football, the team that's desperate, with a head coach who's very close with that quarterback, and they talk regularly anyway, and he knows the offense because he spent his career playing in that offense. You start to think, okay, you know what, I could go finish up here. It's 4 games, or who knows if he's going to play this week, and maybe it's 2 or 3 games that he winds up playing. Let's try to save it. I mean, how many times have you heard a player say, yeah, I'm done, and then maybe they'd like to come in and play at the end? I'm just thinking here. So clearly, he must not have been under contract. Right. He couldn't have been on the reserve retire list because the deadline for the reserve retire list is week 13. So his contract when he was done playing must have been up entirely, and he announced his retirement. He retired last summer with the Chargers, signed a 1-day contract in July. Chargers can take that back now. Maybe they could ask for draft compensation from the Colts. I don't know. Wild. And I just think it speaks to the Colts' desperation, Philip Rivers' love of the game, and the connection that he and Shane Steichen have.
It's crazy. I think like there must be some quarterbacks out there, right? There must be some guys on the street who are younger, maybe more athletic than a 45-year-old Philip Rivers, but here we are.
Well, here's the problem with that. It's past the NFL trade deadline. Quarterbacks, you can't just go to the local Wawa or 7-Eleven and go buy one, okay? They don't exist. If they did, there would be teams like the Jets and others, Raiders, that would have added one by now. Okay, so they were in a spot where they felt like, and I understand why they would think this, they felt like this would be the best option at this point in time. Look, I think it's fascinating. I think everybody's waiting to see the way it happens. It's sort of like, you know, another boxing match for George Foreman or another hockey game for Gordie Howe or whatever it would be. That's what we're talking about here, and we'll see how it works out.
So just to be clear, they couldn't have gotten somebody off of a practice squad? Is that the way that the league works?
Oh, Of course, they could have signed any number of quarterbacks off practice squads. They felt like Philip Rivers is a better option than, let's say, Sam Ehlinger in Denver.
If you're Riley Leonard, how do you feel? You've been with this team all year, and they're going, hey, this guy might be a better option.
Well, I think if you're Riley Leonard, you support this because, first of all, he and Philip Rivers have worked together. They share the same agent. And beyond that, Riley Leonard has a strained knee ligament, and they don't know whether he's going to be able to play on Sunday. So if he can't play, what they're saying is we'd rather potentially have Philip Rivers than Brett Rypien, the journeyman Brett Rypien. All due respect, no disrespect to him. He's bounced around, and they feel like five, they'd rather turn over their playoff chances to Philip Rivers.
Hold on, Adam, real quick. I just want to know what's going on with the Colts. The Colts, good grief, we've been talking about the Colts. I just want to know what's going on with the Chiefs. Do they stink now?
That's where I was going to go.
Oh, look at that symmetry.
Yeah. I was going to ask him, did they get old and the talent's not there, or are they bored? Maybe bored's not the right word. It's throughout my career, I played, I think, 15 playoff games, which is essentially another season.
Yeah.
And you lose your fire. Is that what happened, or are they just not good?
Chewy, you say fire. I say edge.
Okay.
So in this league, okay, the difference between everybody is not that great. And you played 15 playoff games. How many playoff games has Patrick Mahomes played?
Yeah.
I'll bet it's more than 15. They've won the division 9 straight years. So they've played probably 2 or 3 playoff games a year. Maybe some year. Yeah, 2 or 3, I would say. He's probably played 18, 19, 20, 21 playoff games.
21 playoff games.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was right. 21, so 6 more than you. You know what that must feel like. Mm-hmm. And offensive line issues. They've gotten a little bit old at certain spots. They haven't made plays when they needed to. There are a whole host of things that are going on, not to mention that other teams in the league have gotten good. And they used to regularly win close games. They don't do that anymore. They used to regularly not turn over the football. They do turn over the football now. Like, all the things they didn't do that make the difference, that give you the edge over these other teams, that edge is gone. And now not only is that edge gone, but they're probably a little bit tired. They probably are a little bit stale. They probably are a little bit worn out. And it's turning up and manifesting itself in the way that they're playing right now.
Adam, would you be shocked if Andy retired?
I would be a little surprised, but look, at some point in time, he's going to say, you know what, it's enough. But I think he loves it so much that I don't think he's ready to walk away.
Okay.
But we'll see. But maybe I'm wrong.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Tony Wendorf & Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf & Associates, First Weber Group, help people make their own big moves every day. Trust and knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. Adam, you spent time covering the Broncos in Denver. What are the unique challenges the Packers are going to face going into that stadium and playing in Denver?
Well, they know the altitude is real. You know, the funny thing is that I lived there for 16 years, and 2 years ago, I made plans to meet a buddy there to go to a Nuggets playoff game. And I flew in that morning, and automatically, like right when I was on the plane, I started getting a migraine headache, started getting more and more nauseous, and I was like, what the hell is going on here? By the end of the day, I was like in a doctor's office getting IVs, went back to the hotel that night, and flew home in the morning. So I flew to Denver to get altitude sickness, never went to the okay. So now these guys are much younger and in much better shape than I am. I got it. And when I lived there for 16 years, I never, ever got sick. But it's real. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, the altitude. You've played there, Chewy, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You're sucking air, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Adam, do they still have the sign in the visitor's locker room that says, you are now 5,800 feet above sea level? They used to have that in Mile High. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. I don't know if they kept it up in the new stadium. I don't even know what they call the new stadium anymore. But they were very quick to point it. And it's just a real deal. That's one challenge you face. But then, of course, you know, there's a great defense they're going against. The challenge of Sean Payton, who's a great coach. Did I see that the Green Bay Packers are actually favored in the game by 2.5 points?
2.5 points.
That's a myth. By the way, I'll just say that. That to me is a couple of things. That's a compliment to what people think of Green Bay, number one. And it's also worrisome in the sense that I don't see too many people ever going to Denver as favorites, like, especially against a team that's won 10 games in a row.
Mm. We'll definitely check that out. I would love to know what the number is. Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
That's Adam Schefter. You can listen to him every week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So while Adam was chit-chatting, I started compiling a list of quarterbacks on the practice squad of various NFL teams. When we return, I want to go through this list, and you guys tell me if any of them pique your interest above Philip Rivers if your team, Green Bay Packers, were in the situation that the Colts find themselves in.
And our conversations with Adam Schefter each and every week brought to you by the Island Resort Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.